guys, hop in, relax. It is radio road trip time down memory lane. The past 3 hours of the show for this Thursday, September 20th. Right here for your listening enjoyment. How's it going? Dave Gibson here on a rather all over the place edition of the Daily Podcast. I'm looking at my chronological sheet here and it's, there's not much cohesion anywhere. And sometimes that's just the way we like it. The Dirt Bowl, that's where we started off today, getting germy right off the bat. Carson Wentz is returning. If you've been under a rock for the past week, or at least not tuning into the local news, yes, indeed, it appears Jesus has returned. We found out about a new product called NADS, which you may find helpful. And Downton Abbey is now a movie, which excites one person on the show. Steve got into a sports argument on the text board that seemed to last the entire show. And we shared life tips in four words with a little help from our friends on social media. The president is going to be texting each and every one of us, but we found out it's been postponed today. So you're going to have some presidential patience for that. And Lavelle Crawford, comedian Lavelle Crawford, and also actor. You may know him from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Well, he's also a stand-up comedian, and it's much easier to stand up these days for him, seeing as he shed some serious poundage, which he talks about in our little chat with him. So, there it is. Let's do it. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, it seems that every time we turn around, there's another one of these stories coming out. And I've got one for you this morning, all right, about the dirtiest place on earth. You know, it was your cell phone was so dirty. Everything that's dirtier than your toilet, right? You know,
doorknobs.
Doorknobs, all that stuff.
Kitchen counter.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Latest one, the new dirtiest place in the world.
Hit me.
All right, take a guess. What do you think it is?
Jeez, it's probably going to be just the
sidewalk.
No. That's true. I would never lick the sidewalk.
I'm going to say drive-thrus.
Drive-thrus.
Yeah.
All right. What? So what, you get germs on your arm when you reach for the food?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. It's always somewhere stupid and typical that we all hit.
Well, it's something that we all hit eventually at some point. Now, we don't use it regularly, but some people do use it regularly. You know that little bowl that they set out when you go through TSA at the airport? And you throw your keys and your change and your phone in there.
Yeah.
You might want to just put it on the table and let them move it along, right?
Because the dirt bowl.
It is supposedly the filthiest place on earth. Now you know why those guys are wearing rubber gloves.
Ugh.
It has nothing to do with you, right? It has to do with the fact that everything around them is just damn filthy.
Another reason not to fly.
Yeah, that's it, right? Because the next time I want to go to England, I'm swimming.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Speaking of squeeze boxes, the squeeze box man from the E Street Band, Nils Lofgren, was on with us yesterday. If you missed that, well, there's a podcast for you sitting at WMGK.com. As a matter of fact, this coming Sunday is Bruce's birthday, and we will celebrate his music and the E Street Band's music all weekend long. I mean, there'll be boatloads of Bruce as we play tribute to New Jersey's favorite son. And you live in New Jersey. Is he your favorite son?
He is.
He is? Okay. All right.
He's older than you, isn't he?
Yeah.
Weird.
What's happening on the roadways?
Well, we've got an accident that's jamming traffic on 676 in South Jersey. It's backed up north of 676 between 42 and Collings Avenue. 42 northbound slow, Blackwood-Clementon Road, pretty much all the way through 676. It's jammed north on 55 from Deptford to 42. The Schuylkill's got slowing eastbound from the Blue Route through Gladwin, City through Girard, from Vine to South. You'll find it slowing down west on the Schuylkill from Passyunk to South, jams from the Boulevard to Belmont, and delays southbound 95 from Cottman through Girard. This traffic update sponsored by IntegrityJobsJersey.com. Integrity Staffing has multiple openings with three of the area's top companies. For hiring locations, hours of operation, and to apply online, visit IntegrityJobsJersey.com.
Cindy, this is a topic that usually when I bring something like this up, Steve will turn to me and say,
"You are an idiot."
Yep.
Most of the time.
and it has to do with Sunday's game. I mean, I'm looking forward to Sunday. You would have thought that World War II ended the way TV was covering Carson Wentz coming back onto the field.
No, it's a big deal.
It's
like Easter
when
Sunday.
Jesus rose from the dead.
That's exactly right.
Dave and I are on the same page.
Easter Sunday. He is risen.
But I tell you, I'm just a little scared about Sunday's game.
John.
Only because now I know you're telling me that the Lions have no defense at all.
Colts.
They don't.
The Colts
don't
either.
Hit the button. Hit it.
You are an idiot.
Right. What else has you worried?
Well, the rain. You know he's going to be rusty.
That's fine.
But okay. And the rain, I never trust a football game once it starts to rain. Once it starts to rain, it's just like all bets are off for me.
They practice in the rain.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean.
Yeah, inside that bubble.
They go in there for torrential downpours.
Uh-huh.
They have a sprinkler system in there, I believe.
It's fine.
They turn it on.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine?
Yeah,
and the Super Bowl champs playing the Colts.
Right, just enjoy the game.
I'm sorry. I'm still a Philadelphian. He's
going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Unless somebody hits his knee and it bends in a weird way.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
You know the feeling. Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NADS seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry. They're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Pardon me, guys. I have to talk to Cindy about something important.
Okay, you do that. Okay. I'm going to continue to rail on a listener who's texting me about Carson and Nick Foles.
Okay, fine.
Carry on, John.
He is Steve and some guy online.
He's worked up.
Are just tearing it apart on each other.
Hit a nerve.
Absolutely tearing it apart on each other. But for you, Cindy, what I wanted to talk about is something very important that's coming. You know there's going to be a Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, God.
I'm glad I'm talking to this guy.
I'm out, too.
Yes.
I'm going to start arguing with Steve against this guy.
No, I mean, it's very about, to get all of those people back together again, and the drama that is that series, you know, them sitting down.
Coming to theaters, Downton Abbey the movie. All of your questions will be answered.
Would you care for some tea?
No tea for me.
No tea?
Perhaps tea.
Witness the intrigue.
Now, would you like some tea?
I would not like some tea at the moment.
But I thought you would like some tea.
It's Downton Abbey the movie.
Shall I refill your tea?
I never had tea to begin with.
But I could have sworn you were drinking tea.
No, no tea.
Heavens.
Coming to theaters.
So, we've got that to look forward to, Cindy.
I'm so excited. I'm going to get some tea after
okay.
this report.
That's great. That's great. Right, and put on something that has a bustle.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
We're going to get to life tips in four words in just a little bit. But are you done now? Are you done? Steve's been having a text war with someone online about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles.
Right. Well, it turns out he's a Patriots fan, so his opinion doesn't matter.
All right.
I'm texting him back right now to tell him you're wrong. Your name's wrong. He spells his Steven with a V, so he's obviously a dingus.
All right. So are you done, Mr. Mizzanelli?
I will come over there and I'll punch you right in the face.
Proving John's point even more.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
You know, every once in a while, we love having listeners involved in the show. That's why we always have topics on the air that you guys could take part in. And we do it on Facebook at times as well. And we came up with a sort of challenge for our listeners, which was a life tip. We wanted a life tip from you, but you had to do it in four words. So we put it up on the JDB Show Facebook page and on the WMGK Facebook page. And in our hands are the top 10 of the life tips that we got from people.
Some good ones.
In just
really good ones.
Four words. Okay, you ready? My first guy's name is Doc Work.
Okay.
I don't think that's really his real name. Doc Work says, fact check Facebook facts.
Oh, okay. That's never been more true. That's so good. Linda Miller wrote in, don't fry bacon naked.
Damn true.
Diane Macon says, put your phone down.
Yeah. All right. Jennifer Erickson might have the wisest piece of information, the wisest life tip that anyone could use. There are cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Butters Nelson.
What?
Yep, that's my man.
Is that
Butters.
A classic boxer
Butters
or something?
Nelson.
Butters Nelson.
Talk less, listen more.
Oh, nice.
Good advice. Classic. Can't classic. Get past the name, though.
Sally Lenhart says, don't pee into wind.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny that that came from a woman. It's even funnier that this is coming from a woman. Samantha Hobson said, never trust a fart.
Rhiannon Mancarini, wipe front to back.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Rhiannon.
Why are the grossest ones coming from the women?
I don't know.
Good question. Jim Wall says, don't run in sandals.
Smart, smart, Jim. And that leaves us with Mike Skinner, who says the classic phrase, don't eat yellow snow.
Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
We mentioned this yesterday, and I want to mention it again today. We are all going to get a text from the president today. Everybody in America is getting a text from the president. It's not political.
I'll be on Fox and Friends at 9:30.
What time is it coming in, though? Because I don't want it to interrupt my nap.
I'm not sure what time it's going to happen, but it's an actual text that's going to come from the president. Basically, there's this new national alert system, not like the broadcast alert system that we do. Uh-huh. Right? It's a new one, and it's like the alerts you get on your phone for a flash flood or a missing child,
an
Amber Alert or something like that.
Gotcha.
Right? It goes something along the lines of.
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bong, bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Bye. Bing. That's the end of that.
All right. So that's how it'll go. All right. I don't know what it's with him with the word Bing. I love how he uses Bing.
He's not a Google guy.
I really do. Right. He's not a Google guy. I do love the way he uses Bing. Right. I've collected up all his Bings, as a matter of fact. I have hours of Trump Bings.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who's in the studio now deserves music for his introduction. Because tonight he will be at a Helium Comedy Club for one show, two tomorrow and Saturday, one on Sunday. Tickets always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, that round mound of comedy sound, the one and only, what's your name, Lavelle Crawford?
That's it. Now you trying to do the round mound. Don't look like that no more.
Yeah, man.
It's
really
over.
Yeah.
It's over. See, they try to keep you in the fat game, man. they try to keep you there, you know. You go, and I know it's hard to stay out of fat game in Philly, man.
Yes,
you know,
a lot
you
of
got
food.
Chino steaks and all those places. There's a cheesesteak everywhere. You get one when you get off the plane. You don't have a cheesesteak when you go through security. They make you go back out. they make you go back out and get one. Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah,
you are remarkably smaller than when I first found you.
Thank you very much. I don't mind that compliment now that I lost weight, but I've heard that before. Before I lost weight, and I didn't like it. Because I was in the bedroom.
You were remarkably smaller than I.
You know, I need my money back, man. Can I get a receipt, please?
what are big man problems? What kind of problems does a big guy have?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, big man guy always got problems, man. When I got to like 550, man, so I'm on the plane. mean, you know, first of all, if I'm riding coach, it was a problem for everybody else. you know, and it's like you're trying to have some heart. And, you know, after a while, when you start being the big guy and just don't care, I like those big guys to get up there in the middle seat and just sit down. Well, if you don't like it, find another place. You know? I like that big guy that don't care. You got Funyuns sitting in the front of the airplane pocket. I like the big guy that like, well, walk around if you don't want to walk behind me. Yes, it was a fart, you know. I wish big guys would be like big sassy black women. Because big sassy women, girl, men don't like, they like a woman with meat on their bone, like Rasputin from Norbert, you know. You know, she proud. How you doing? You know, but big guys be trying to be humble. Hey, guys. How you doing? Like a marshmallow. No, I want to be main. Like, move, boy. Open this door a little wider so I can squeeze in. I mean, I remember when Uber first came out, the guys were driving their own car, they'd come and pick me up. I was the only guy that getting passed by Uber, because usually Uber just come by, but you can't pick me up in no doggone Mini Cooper. And look here, sir, I just got on this route. I'm going to see if I can get you some help. I can't get you in my Mini Cooper. If I pick you up in my Uber, I'm gonna have to wait till you come back.
So you're living in Houston now, you said?
Yeah.
So obviously you're a big fan of humidity.
Well, it ain't that. It's just, I'm a big fan of people with hearts.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, because I was living in L.A., you know, and like we was discussing off the air, you know, everybody out there to do something else, but they working somewhere else.
Right.
Like, I'm a stripper, but I want to be a director. I'm working at Jersey Mike. Yeah, I'm making sandwiches now, but one day I'm going to be Denzel Washington. I want to be up in L.A. at a Jersey Mike. They make a sandwich. I said, what you here for, man? I always wanted to dream to move out of L.A. so I can make sandwiches. I want to feed the world. I mean, that's the guy I want. I want somebody with their dream is right in front of them. You know what I'm saying? You know, I came out here to be homeless. I was homeless, you know, in low-class areas like in Massachusetts, but I want to move to L.A. where you can be homeless with the stars. Lay on the Walk of Fame. Pee on Elizabeth Taylor's plaque.
Hey, my son lives in L.A. I saw a guy take a dump on Milton Berle.
Take that, Mr. Comedy. He probably was in mid-poop, right? Oh, Milton Berle!
it was 8 o'clock. It was 8 o'clock at night when people... It's Hollywood and Vine. Literally, Hollywood and Vine.
Poop on Robert Mitchum, not Milton Berle.
They're not... Now, let's just say, L.A., not the brightest people I've ever encountered.
Oh, well, you know, hey. You know, I mean, that's all because it's iPhone. The phone can do anything for you now and then. You ain't got to be smart no more.
Uh-huh.
People ain't reading nothing no more. They don't read nothing. They phone tell them everything to do. You ever see people walk across the street, got their head down on the phone?
Uh-huh.
I be wanting to hit them so bad. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go to jail or not. I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. I was playing Pokemon Go. And he looked like Pikachu. And I had to hit him. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is, man, but I think, you know, in L.A., they, you know, you got to be halfway. You can read. As long as you can read, you can be in L.A. I mean, I ain't got nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of vegetarians. Good eating up there, though. Mm-hmm. You can eat clean in California.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's how I lost weight, eating up there, eating all that wheatgrass and fried carrots and asparagus and all that crap. I was eating chickpeas. You know, I didn't even know what chickpeas was. You know, I got the California chickpea balls. Yeah, and I'm up there, and I realized I was ordering and stuff. Yes, can I get the, the hemp seed meatballs, please? is that sauce non-dairy? I'm like, what am I I doing? I didn't care if the sauce had dairy or not, as long as it's delicious. That's all. Is that delicious? That's all I used to worry about. I was about, you know, that. How much MSG does that have? Does it have any GMOs? I'm like, oh, God. Where I'm coming from? Why you had to think about it? See, when you eat right now, man, you can't do nothing. Like me and my house, my wife, they such hippies, man. We didn't turn into preppers, man. We put our phones in a bag with aluminum foil around it. So, you know, we can't talk about stuff in front of the phone no more. Because phones will dial numbers that you didn't ask to dial. I mean, my phone dialed an ex-girlfriend that I hated and I had called the police on. He was like, finally, we can talk. I said, that wasn't me. That was Siri. And I fired Siri off my phone. I got that help off my phone. I got sorry. I got sorry. Don't know nothing. I said, yeah, sorry. Sorry, how do you make potato salad? Well, you asking me? Go get the recipe. sorry. Yeah, you gonna be sorry you bother me in the month.
Lavelle Crawford is appearing tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at Helium Comedy. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. So you don't want a cheesesteak?
You know, I might get a half a cheesesteak. Okay. Because right? I like it with provolone. I like the cheese. So. Right. See, I know in Philly they be getting that cheese sauce on it too. Right. You like what you like, the cheese sauce or provolone?
He calls Wiz cheese sauce. I love that.
Dudes always want a heart attack. They ain't got nowhere to store that cholesterol. Yeah, just pour the cheese on. Nah, I like my cheese to stay in one place.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.